This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Numbers of dead, burning buildings, burning shopping malls. Ukraine promised they would do it. I'm trying to get Jack Posobiec on right now that predicted this. We're trying to find the clips we predicted, but you all heard him do it. Got Scott Bennett, another great U.S. Army intel officer, whistleblower, who predicted this yesterday on his show, I'm told, and I believe it was he predicted it months ago on air. They launched terror attacks against Russia. This is meant to provocateur Russia into larger actions. The motive is all in Ukraine. They've said they would do it. False flags are always a possibility, but I see no motive there. Chase, while we're waiting for Jack Posobiec to get on and others, let's bring up another speaker.
Absolutely. Let's hear from Syrian Girl. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hi, guys. So I'm currently here in Moscow, actually, and I just, you know, heard that one of the attackers has already been arrested. Interestingly, 2 weeks ago, the Russian...
All right, fire up the line. I'm more than willing to talk. Everybody knows that, but I wanted to hear from Syrian Girl. We should get her on as a guest, an amazing lady. Did the whole thing crash, or is Space still alive? All right, refire it. Massive terror attack on Russia. World braces for World War III. Let's get that out. Try to get Syrian Girl back on with us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, shopping mall on fire, major shopping mall. I predict hundreds of dead. They're already saying 40 dead at least. Just dramatic footage that we've already shown. Spaces is back. Is Syrian Girl there? Syrian Girl.
Syrian Girl, are you able to unmute yourself and speak?
Yeah, you got cut off, Syrian Girl. Start over. Go ahead.
She has a bad signal, Alex. I think that's the issue.
She's got a bad signal. Okay, yeah. Let's get her to a better place. We'll come back to her. Who's up next on Spaces?
All right, let's see if we can get a good
signal.
By the
way, we have Jack Posobiec. We're going to go to break in a minute, join 300-plus radio stations. In about 3 minutes, we'll come back with Jack Posobiec, who literally, the crew thinks they found the clip. He was on 2 months ago, 6 months ago. He said, the next move is terror attacks, probably on shopping malls. He literally nailed it. Jack Posobiec coming up. We're going to find the damn clip. Who's up next for a minute and a half? Go ahead.
All right, let's try Syrian Girl again. I see that she unmuted herself. Go ahead, Syrian Girl. We're going to try one more time. Otherwise, we're going to move on. Okay, it looks like she's not with us. Let's try Citizens Dawn. Citizens Dawn, can you unmute yourself and say what you have to say? Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Long-time fan, long-time listener. Thank you very much for everything. Shout-out to the InfoWars crew. Just want to say... I think everybody's spot on with their analysis, typically speaking. I think on average, it's a cover-up for the vaccine program that happened that more or less is just a smoke screen. And I think the things that are moving, as you mentioned, Alex, in your analysis with respect to the stuff Macron is doing, which is a Rothschild thing, Israel, everything is really the backdrop of Israel. The politics of Israel, Europe, everything that's transpired in Israel. And that's where more or less I see
it. Well, I don't know if I agree with you that Israel is the center of the universe. I think China, the United States, and Russia are the big three powers. U.S. dominant, China second, Russia third. But certainly Israel's a wild card in all this. But a massive terror attack on Moscow, what is Putin's response going to be? We're going to break for 60 seconds. I appreciate Jack Posobiec, former naval intelligence, but of all the guests we've had, the most accurate on geopolitics overall, he's the best, but on Eastern Europe, the best. We're 60 seconds. We're going to get his response straight ahead. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Situation, the major Moscow shopping mall is in flames. They're reporting masses of dead people. I've seen the video. We'll roll B-roll over for TV viewers right now. Looks like people in Ukrainian uniforms massacring people in a theater, in a shopping mall. And Jack Posobiec, naval intelligence expert on all this, the most accurate person, this is true, in the last few years predicting all this, was on a month ago, 2 months ago, 5 months ago. The crew did a great job in just 30 minutes. They found a bunch of these clips. But in the interest of time, I'm going to archive this at Bandai Video. I'm going to archive this at X today. We'll post this. In the interest of time, unless Jack says play it, I'm not going to play him predicting it. Millions of people tune in today. You heard him predict terror attacks on things like shopping malls, universities, government buildings. I remember him saying it. The crew, to their credit, in 30 minutes, found it. That's a needle in a haystack. So, Jack, you literally called this because of the new head that they put of their intelligence agencies and what Nuland resigning was going to mean. You said 3 weeks ago, a month ago, that this was about to happen. You nailed it. Some are saying, oh, it's a Russian false flag. Putin just got reelected. He's won the Ukraine war. Why would he do that? I'm not a Putin apologist. I don't see the motive there. So, Jack, you have literally Alex Jones to Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today. This is next level. This is what's Putin's response going to be? I mean, this is crazy. So, Jack, how did you predict it? What's the latest intel? What's happening?
Well, Alex, as we can see, I'm just following the news, hearing about it, just as everyone else is, trying to find out some sense of what's going on. It's very clear that what Russia is experiencing right now as unfolds is clearly the largest terrorist attack in Russia since the Beslan massacre. It was a school attack that took place all the way back in 2004. It was elements of Al-Qaeda, the Chechens that were behind that one. What we're looking at is very similar in style, I would say, to the Bataclan massacre that took place in Paris in 2014. And Moscow Theater, by the way, had previously been a place, a separate theater than the one that's being attacked right now, had previously been attacked in 2002 as well, at a time when Russian special forces had to get everybody out. And so this is something that previously happened within Russia, though hasn't happened in quite some time, particularly because of the success of the counterterrorism operations that they've been running. The real question here, of course, is going to be who is behind this heinous, absolutely heinous attack, massive attack. The huge questions that are coming out now, this post by the U.S. Embassy 2 weeks ago warning about attacks on concert halls, specifically warning about attacks on concert halls with direct specificity, all the way saying this is 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Embassy is monitoring reports that extremists have imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow to include concerts and U.S. citizens should be advised to avoid large gatherings over the next 24 hours.
I remember
hours.
That State Department warning. So let's go to that in a minute. But so, how did you predict, though, a month ago on the show, we had the clip that they would attack theaters and shopping malls. You called it. They've done it.
So I was saying, and again, I want to be clear, we don't have confirmation of yet who exactly is behind this, but I pointed out that as Nuland was leaving the U.S. State Department in an official capacity, that didn't necessarily mean that her agendas would be ending. I said that she would probably pop up somewhere else in Europe. And I specifically CIA's man in Kiev, this guy, Kirilo Budinov, that they were talking about putting in charge of the military, he's now in charge of the intel services. He is not a direct combat, direct forces veteran. What this guy is special forces. This guy is what they call, quote unquote, sabotage operations. Budinov is the CIA's man. And so what I said was, it's very clear to me that what Ukraine is doing is shifting from their current status in fighting the civil war directly, fighting this war correctly on the front lines, to an insurgency. That an insurgency was about to take place, and all the moves that we saw at the high levels in the Ukrainian government, then Nuland dropping out, it said to me that the insurgency was what would come next. And so you'd look for these, what we said at the time was provocations to include terror attacks within the region of Donetsk and the Donbas in general, also right there in Belgorod, which of course saw an attack yesterday. People need to understand as well, there was a massive, wide-scale, countrywide strategic bombing campaign by Russia and the Russian Air Force. Russian Air Forces, many of this launched from Crimea on Ukraine just last night. Probably the largest scale bombing that we've seen of the entire war, targeting infrastructure, targeting power, targeting power plants, power generation stations, targeting special forces units. And so this was all throughout Zaporizhia, Dnipro, in Kiev itself, and as well as up in Kharkov. So this response, whatever it was, and I tweeted this out as well, White House staffer just sent me the message saying, never seen so many NSC-linked people, National Security Council-linked people, running down to the sit room. Whatever they were expecting, they weren't expecting it to happen today. The timing of the bombing raid and potential pointing to ultranationalists, wonder if that pushed them to strike soon. So, Alex, to understand this, there are many groups within Russia that are opposed to Putin and opposed to Putin's regime. And so if you were working at the CIA, if you're working at one of these agencies, you wouldn't necessarily go directly to Ukrainian groups. You could also find potentially anti-Putin Russians like the ultranationalists and others to do your dirty work for you. So again,
stay there,
but there's a lot of potential suspects, put it that way.
Jack, you called it. Stay there. I've only got Scott Bennett for a few minutes. I'm going to go right back to you. Scott Bennett, former Army intel officer, blew the whistle on incredible things. He was on his show yesterday. We have that clip, too. There's time we're not playing it. Predicting terror attacks in Russia. Scott Bennett, quickly, what do you think is really behind this? We'll go back to Jack Posobiec.
This is the last death throes of a bunch of mongoloids with mental syphilis who mumble in Ebonics, otherwise known as the Ukrainian CIA mercenaries. And Russia is used to this. And I was in Donetsk and Lugansk and Mariupol and Crimea and all sorts of places. The Russians are prepared for this. This is the last death throes of the Ukrainian CIA Victoria Nuland spatter. It's going to dissipate. Russia is not going to fold. They're not going to be lured into a counterstrike. They're going to solve it the Russian way, quietly and ruthlessly. And with 88% of the people backing Putin, I have no doubt whatsoever the vast majority of sensible, intelligent Russians are behind Putin. I don't subscribe to the idea that he is disliked by any means. I've seen that on the battlefield. I've seen that in the civilian cities. So Putin is being raised up by the people to extinguish this genocide, Nazi fascist resurrection that the U.S. has been employing since after the World War II. And then quickened in 2014, and they choose concert halls and schools and kindergartens and daycares and hospitals because they're cowards and it's easy to shoot civilian victims. but I think the Russians are going to track down every one of these individuals and their families, and you're going to see ruthlessness that the English language can hardly define.
All right, I got to go, Scott. We got Jack, who predicted this. We'll put it in post. Later you'll see a Bandoff video, and on X we'll have Jack literally said they're going to attack shopping malls, civilian targets, 2 months ago, a month ago. You said this. They have the clip. I haven't seen it. The crew saw it. You said this yesterday, I'm told.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine who's on the ground, Angelica. She's Russian. She'll speak with Daria, and she'll tell you exactly what happened and what's going on right now. The gunners have left, and they're running around the floodplain, so they haven't been all captured yet. But this is a very active shooting situation that, you know, we've seen this coming. We've known this is their tactic. And this is also going to be coming back and visited upon Europe and I think the United States. And we've said the Biden administration and these other European puppets are going to initiate mercenary contractor terrorism in order to tighten the grip on their own populations. And I think these are part of the exercises, and you'll see more of these to come in other European and perhaps American capitals. But we have people on the ground who are speaking Russian who have witnessed.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I said this when you were on.
Break the resolve of the Russians. That's what they're attempting to do.
Jack, I said this. Again, we're live right now, but I've got like seven clips of you now, they tell me, predicting this in the last 3 months. So we're going to add this in post or air it later. It's going to go on X today. You can retweet it.
I wish I was wrong, Alex. I wish I had been wrong.
But the point is, why would Ukraine brag and say we're going to attack civilian targets in Russia? They said that, so they can't blame Putin now when they said they'd do it.
Well, this is what they do, Alex. They'll tell you they're going to attack Russia. You've got the U.S. Embassy again coming out 2 weeks ago, and there were people had posted it at the time that this is a very strange. Usually when the U.S. Embassy puts out, you know, specific responses, the State Department warnings, guidance, they'll say, situations are destabilizing. Be careful. Don't, you know, avoid these areas, that kind of thing. No, this was specific. It was specific events. It was a specific time frame. 48 hours, do not go to concerts. It specifically said concerts and specifically said extremists. Now, we're also being told, Alex, right now, that the White House itself is distancing itself from the attack, saying that there's no knowledge of Ukraine or any Ukrainians being involved. I said, wow, that's a very quick investigation that you were able to conduct. Amazing that you already know exactly what took place as it's currently
just like unfolding. The Russians blew up Nord Stream, just like they blamed the Russians for Nord Stream day one.
But Alex, here's the key. The key to this is people need to understand that if the U.S., right, the U.S. government must distance themselves from this attack, because if there is a link to Ukraine in this, then that means that the money that the Congress is currently spending, going to send up to the Senate, send to the White House for the signature, is going to fund attacks like this around the world. Attacks on civilians, attacks on women, attacks on people going to concerts. That means that the United States, if this is true, that means that if the United States is involved in this, then guess what, boys and girls? And that would mean that the United States was funding terrorism and terrorist attacks around the world.
Well, I played a clip on Monday of Tucker Carlson where he basically broke down all of this. And why is the West doing this? I mean, Russia is existentially not in our business like China. U.S. troops have now been sent to Taiwan. Why are they doing this? Why is the West so threatened by Russia, Jack?
Well, Alex, it's sort of the Cold War situation in reverse. And when I say that, it's because in the Cold War, the United States and the West were fighting communism. And communism was the expansionist power. We actually have the new book that we're writing all about it. And I've got going on Tim Pool tonight. We're going to be talking about it. And it's called, got the cover of it here. It's called Unhumans, specifically the secret history of communist revolutions. And we're talking about the Cold War, and we get into these types of how communism was being exported by the communists looting the Russian treasury and then spreading their ideology around the world and funding these things. Essentially, Alex, what we're seeing is the Cold War play out in reverse, where it's now the West that it's exporting its expansionist ideology around the world. No, I don't mean the ideology of, you know, populism or nationalism or any of the things that Trump stands for. I mean the ideology of DEI, the ideology of wokeism, the ideology of gender identity, these types of the ideology of the rules-based system, the collective West's order, the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar, and forcing everyone to be weaponized onto this system. This is now the expansionist ideology that is attempting to take over the world. And unfortunately, it's our own governments that are behind it. And so if there's any country, the same as any expansionist ideology views, If there's any country or any system that stands opposed to that or refuses to take part in that or refuses to go along with those dictates, then they must be crushed because they themselves are viewed as a threat. This is why you see the U.S. ideology spread, or this sort of neoliberal ideology spread throughout the West. And of course, if you or I or anyone within the West questions this ideology, we are derided as conspiracy theorists. We are derided as extremists. We are derided as the ones who are being violent when they are in fact the ones that have started war after war around the world and have a body count that is higher than Mount Everest.
All right, Jack, once we post this to X in the next hour, We'll show the clips of you literally predicting this, but you called it. You said the new intelligence head is a new terror. They're going to attack Russia proper, try to get Putin to expand. You nailed it. So let's not talk about what you just predicted. Let's get Jack Posobiec's next predictions. What do you see as the main threats now?
Well, it's really simple. So Russia has been saying frequently lately, it's all about where are the lines going to be drawn at the end of this thing. So this war is moving into a new situation. It's moving into the next phase. It's moving away from the frontline battle to insurgency. So the insurgency has begun. Next, what you'll see is a question of whether or not negotiations will take place. And so Putin has said to Tucker, he said through Tucker that he was willing to offer terms. Putin used the Tucker Carlson interview to send a message to the West and send a message not just to Biden and the Western leaders, but anyone who is willing to listen, that I will make terms and we can make peace. We can have peace. The West categorically rejected that. Tony Blinken said that he rejected that. The White House said they rejected
that. Yeah, let me just interrupt. A week later, the New York Times had the CIA say, yeah, we overthrew the government in Ukraine. We put in 20 bases. And yes, we're going to defeat. So they said, yeah, it is us. F you.
It's been us all along. And so this whole narrative of an unprovoked attack in February of 2022 was just evaporated overnight, completely evaporated overnight. And so the next thing that we will see, I actually agree with your previous guest, that it's Russia's not going to respond with, you know, people are saying, oh, Putin's going to go nuclear. No, I don't think so. I think what you're essentially going to say is this means we cannot allow this regime, number one, to stay in power. They're going to say we need to have at least 4 to 5 more oblasts or provinces to be a larger buffer zone between whatever the new border between Russia and Ukraine is. You're going to end up seeing a frozen conflict. You're going to end up seeing a frozen conflict somewhere along the lines of East Germany, West Germany, but with an angle. And keep in mind, Alex, that you and I took so much flack for saying that the rest of Western Europe was going to start sending troops into Ukraine when France is basically already announcing at this
point. That's right. 3 months ago, you said NATO's going to send troops in. We got attacked and fact-checked, and now it all happened.
Now it's all happened. So we are witnessing right now the Syrianization of the Ukrainian conflict. Look at Syria right now. What is it? You've got a situation where parts of the country are controlled by the government, by Assad. Parts of the country are under the control of these insurgent forces or these opposition forces. Then you've also got areas where there are U.S. Western troops that are on the ground right now. People I know who are on the ground right now in harm's way. And then, of course, you've got Russia patrolling certain areas as well.
So yeah, what an admission this week. Oh, yeah. 6,000 U.S. troops have died. I mean, they're admitting all of this now.
Right. So you have to imagine if this is what's going on, that was bubbling over into the surface. Imagine what's going on under the hood. Imagine the special forces operations, the black ops that are going right now, the CIA is running, that MI6 is running, that Ukrainian intelligence, of course, SBU, is running all over the country as much as possible. You're seeing black ops on black ops that are happening right now.
Jack, give 5 more minutes
into the West.
We got to go to break. I want to get your end cap on this, on where you see this is going, and we'll finish up with other commenters from X straight ahead with Jack Posobiec, who has nailed this 110%. Massive terror attack in Moscow.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Sobic, I will be back tomorrow.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I'd say 2 p.m. tomorrow, we're going to do a live emergency commercial-free show to break down the aftermath of this and what it means. But here is what Jack Posobiec mentioned a little while ago. Security alert from the State Department. Large gatherings over the next 48 hours in Russia. Predicting attacks on mass gatherings. So Ukraine says we're going to attack mass gatherings, and the State Department puts out a warning for it. In closing, Jack Posobiec, other key intel people should know, because if Russia responds to this or over-responds, this is a big provocation. This is a 9/11 style event in Russia right now, with the White House distancing itself, with Ukraine separately saying they're about to strike civilian targets.
Look, Alex, everyone needs to keep cool heads about this. And we're entering a very dangerous phase because as Western media, the Financial Times, The Economist, The Atlantic, so many others have all but essentially written off the fact that Russia is clearly going to be able to maintain these four new oblasts that they've brought into the Federation, in their view, that also they're saying they're specifically, and the Russian press secretary, essentially one of their communications directors in the Kremlin, came out earlier today and said, our main goal is securing the security of the people in these provinces. What does that mean? That means that Russia might be going, and I would actually be so far as to say that if this is connected to Russia, I think that they are going to push for a full-on regime change operation in Kiev. They are going to look for getting rid of Zelensky. They are going to look for getting rid of the current leadership and finding leadership that is more amenable to peace talks, because I don't believe that they are going to want to talk to anyone. They will not sit down with anyone who was involved in the mass slaughter of their civilians.
So we're not just talking about a military assault on Kiev. We're talking about directly not even talking till they remove the government. This just escalated.
I think that's exactly right. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it escalated, but I would say that their goals potentially have escalated. You're not going to necessarily see Putin go nuclear or anything like this, but let's just say that Ivan Vasilevich has been unleashed. That's Ivan the Fourth, a.k.a. Ivan the Terrible. And they are going to put shoulder to the wheel and go all the way through until they believe their security ends have been achieved. And I would say that includes the downfall of the regime that's currently in control in Ukraine.
Well, you mentioned, and I pulled it up when you said it, Biden's already distancing himself like he did from Nord Stream. They'll never be able to distance themselves from this.
No, they won't. And in the view of the global South, in the view of the Russian people, in the view of the people probably even in China and many parts of the world, they are going to view the United States as being behind this, whether the United States is or not. Perception is reality in these conflicts. And it is very clear to me that the perception will, and quite frankly, already is, that the CIA was behind this or had some kind of hand in this. Of course, by the way, Victoria Nuland or the CIA or any of these groups could be involved in anything like this. They're not going to tell Biden. They're not going to tell the White House. Of course, they would be keeping it compartmentalized and keeping it away from anything to do that Biden might just bumble out.
Well, let me ask this, Jack. What are they thinking? What do they think this would do? Like, why would you attack and blow up a Russian mall when Kiev said we're gonna attack malls a month ago? Why would you do that to be the villain? Why is Israel carpet bombing the Palestinians? Well, what is the point?
So there's a few things that are at play here, and one of them is that the horse is just out of the barn. The horse is out of the barn, and the farmer can't track it down anymore, and the horse is absolutely running amok. So these, and keep in mind, Alex, go back to the New York Times piece. You brought it up a minute ago. Go back to the very end of that piece. The very end of that piece was actually kind of a message to the Russians saying, hey, you know, the CIA wasn't behind all these assassination programs and operations that are being run by the units that we trained. And it turns out that Budanov, okay, we may have trained him, we may have taught him how to do all this stuff, but we did not authorize him to go and conduct all these attacks in Russia. We thought he was just going to do stuff against the separatists. And the CIA was using that New York Times article as a way to distance themselves from the operations. It might be, and keep in mind that CIA and the Ukrainian forces brought those New York Times reporters into these bases. This was a limited hangout, and it's possible that with the timing of that, plus the timing of this State Department cable, which came out in March 7th, so about 2 weeks ago, almost exactly 2 weeks ago today, that all indications are that they knew something was coming. They knew something could be tied to them. They were trying to distance themselves, and they could have been trying to distance themselves all the way as far back as that New York Times article by saying, look, we may have trained this guy, but we are not trying to take responsibility for the things that he's done now.
Well, Jack, I don't think there's any trying. They just did it. They say weeks ago, oh, massive terror attacks on shopping malls. Don't be, and now it happens with the Ukrainians saying we're going to do it. Exactly. They want to have their cake and eat it too. This is a very dangerous time.
Oh, they're going rogue. They're completely going rogue. We in the West.
That's what you said 3 weeks ago. You said Newland is going to go there to go rogue. You said that.
Yes, they have created monsters all around the world. We've created these. It's like Frankenstein creates the monster. And then remember, the monster event starts going berserk all around the world. And then who does Frankenstein's monster end up coming after in the end is the doctor himself. Comes after his own creator. That's what's going to happen. These monsters of our own creation, whether it be ISIS, whether it be these Ukrainian nationalists, these ultra-nationalists over there in Eurasia, whether it be the Chinese Communist Party, whether it be so many others, they are eventually all going to, number one, turn against us, but number two, go completely rogue and find their own agendas. That's what's going on now. That's what's happening under this administration. When President Trump was in office, he was shutting down these operations left and right. He's the one who shot down Operation Timber Sycamore when he found out that the U.S. was fueling the insurgency in Syria that led to ISIS. And the problem with that is that it's still going on even today, over a decade later. Unfortunately, this Ukraine situation, and I think the Russians are, I think it's clear that the Russians, they're looking at this and they understand the Russians are going to dig in. That's what they always do. They don't care if this is going to, they're not looking to end this by the election. This might take place over two more years, over three more years, over four more years, even a decade plus. They are going to keep going until their strategic ends are met.
So in closing, and I appreciate your time, how do you expect the deep state to respond now to this?
I think they're going to do anything they can to distance themselves from this, number one. But you're also going to start seeing them potentially distance themselves from Zelensky himself if they have to. But I would also say with these guys going rogue, the biggest threat to them or biggest threat to Zelensky might not be Vladimir Putin right now. Vladimir Zelensky, I would say this to you, and I've said this to you many times, your biggest threat might be within your own house right now.
So, yeah, looking at the reshuffling, what do you think is about to happen in Ukraine?
I've said for a number of times, I think military coup is the number one thing that I would see happening. The intelligence services of Ukraine coming out and saying, this guy Zelensky has led us down this path. If the numbers actually come out of how many Ukrainians died in that counteroffensive, or how many Ukrainians died in Bakhmut, or how many Ukrainians died in Avdiivka, or any of these absolute debacles for the Ukrainian military, then Zelensky will be absolutely untenable in his position. He will be forced out. The Ukrainian intelligence services will take over. They will install a new leader, and you're going to see an entire governmental organization that is committed to conducting attacks within Russia like this to turn the terror screws onto the Russian people as much as possible.
As you said months ago, instead of a frontal
assault.
And it will be our fault.
We will have been behind it.
So instead of frontal assaults, Ukraine will go terror.
Yes.
All right, Jack Masovic, how do people find you?
At Human Events, the new book is called Unhumans. If you guys want to go and pre-order, it's going to come out on the 4th of July. This is talking about the very disgusting and the very demonic forces that people have tapped into throughout the world for years and are tapping into even now currently to unleash these occult, demonic, satanic forces that we're seeing play out every day from the streets of Moscow to the streets of Michigan.
And I saw you today put out a clip from a Netflix show of all places showing Maoist and Maoism and
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jihadin, which would become Al-Qaeda, the base, that's the network of terror that you use, black ops. But it's not just the use of radical Islam. The far right was also used as terror, as cells, as we mentioned earlier with Operation Gladio. Gladio was the P2 recruitment strategy that was masterminded by people coming out of the OSS and CIA, the Special Operations Executive of British Intelligence and Black Ops, as well as Kissinger and others, to have these cells set up to, at any point, be triggered to operate all throughout Europe, by the way, and then engage in events at theaters, at religious sites, so forth, public venues, malls. Fletcher Prouty mentioned similar types of operations that he was involved in his book. So this is a well-known strategy, well-known technique that we see the pattern in the past in these admitted and declassified operations. So again, neoconservatism, they love the soft power approach, the soft approach of things like humanitarian cover, things like National Endowment for Democracy, things like Carnegie Endowment, all of which, for example, have been in Russia in the past, promoting things like color revolution. We forget it. We can't forget the long black ops and espionage events that have occurred going back to Litvinenko, the supposed poisoning by agents of Putin. But very few recall that there was a French intelligence operative that came out and disclosed, he was a whistleblower of sorts, and did a video talking about how Western intelligence has a whole hit team that goes around and does poisonings. And that can then be blamed on people like Putin. I suspect that's the case. I don't know. In a lot of these cases, we'll never know. However, I do know that, if I recall, it's George Soros that published Litvinenko's memoirs. So that could tell us a little bit of who might be behind the support of this idea of Litvinenko's poisoning. This also mirrors the Skripal affair and the Novichok, all this sort of what I think was a made-up idea. There is no evidence that there was Novichok. This was a staged thing that all, again, prepares us for the a climax of what we're seeing now in the confrontation with Russia. This was, again, this was prior to the Trump era, right? And then Trump is pictured as a Russian agent. That was all nonsense, but it also plays into the narrative of this new Cold War, of this revitalized great game. And again, what is this ultimately about? Controlling the Eurasian heartland, the energy corridors that are there. That's why the Nord Stream pipeline, I think, was sabotaged by Western intelligence. I think that's pretty obvious. Who they used doesn't really matter. We know who has the motive here. But who specifically was the team, we don't know that. But then, again, this is the strategy of tension, the arc of crisis that I mentioned, which is, for example, Brzezinski's model of how in all of the former Eastern Bloc countries, you stage terror, you stage collapse, you stage coup, not just with the soft power model of things like NED, color revolutions, that kind of stuff being promoted. Color revolutions, the Gene Sharp model, is the soft approach at the same time as you do the terror, the black ops stuff. That's why Brzezinski, and you can look at Operation Underworld. Right, Operation Underworld is the union with Western intelligence and organized crime networks to be involved in the funding, not just of the black ops, but also of these kind of assassinations and hit teams. So there's a long history of working with hit teams, organized crime, assassins, black ops. We saw, for example, the Maidan coup of 2014. Western intelligence, I believe, was behind the sniper event that occurred. That really helped to kick off the 2014 coup event. And that was all prepped for many, many years by all the money flowing in via Soros, via pillar revolutions, via Orange Revolution, via Newland's admission to help foster the event in 2014 in Ukraine. That was a long-term plan, a long-term strategy. Why? Because it all goes back to the great game. It all goes back to the Western Anglo-American establishment and now also Israel model of controlling this key area where a huge portion of the world's resources and population exists, the Eurasian heartland. It also is relevant to mention that although Russia is not necessarily a, quote, Christian nation per se, it's still it's recovering from all of these years of Sovietism and communism. It's beginning to heal from that. It must be kept at bay. It must be kept down, as Brzezinski admits in his books, as Kissinger admits as well. Brzezinski says in the Grand Chessboard this has to be done. So these strategy of tension, these crisis models are, again, expropriated and used, both the soft power model and the black ops, false flag type of events. Again, I don't know for sure that this was a false flag event, but the standard pattern in history here lines up with everything that we've seen in the past in terms of Gladio. Gladio is not what this is per se. It's not identical to Gladio. Gladio is a window into understanding how Western intelligence, the CIA, et cetera, have utilized these types of events and have planned and strategized these types of events in the past. So it becomes a kind of skeleton key as well to unlock and understand how this happens. And in fact, the same Green Berets in Gladio that trained the cells, the stay-behind units to engage in sabotage and black ops and false flag shootings and so forth, they're the same Green Berets that went and taught at the School of Americas. So you understand this becomes the same pattern for Islamic terror as well. Also, Mujahideen, trained by some of the same people, if you read, for example, the Williams book or the Daniel Ganser Gladio thesis book. Again, this is all covered in books like Full Spectrum Dominance by F. William Engdahl. We've seen this over and over and over, and it's all part of a kind of continuing story of going back even to 9/11. 9/11 plays a key role in this. The even going back further to the 93 World Trade Center false flag event. It goes back to the Clinton era of bombing and taken out of Serbia and Slobodan Milosevic. I'm not saying that these people are good people. I'm just saying that this was all part of a long strategy, a long plan of the continued Cold War, so that the Western Anglo-American Zionist Israel power structure can have the upper hand and have no potential opposition, no potential opponents, to then create this technocratic model of global governance. So this is just part of a long strategy, a long game for dominance, for full spectrum dominance, and to then bring in gradually, as they're already rolling out now, the World Economic Forum, Skynet model as we see in front of our face, right? COVID was another example of this. COVID played very strongly, very, very well into the narrative of the rollout of the new phase of the business plan to bring about the technocratic agenda. So this is where we are. We're at this stage now of all of those same older operations. Don't forget Mockingbird, right? So think about Gladio as the skeleton key into understanding false flags in a kind of a black ops scenario. Think about Operation Mockingbird as a window, a skeleton key into the older model of understanding how to control and manage media. 400-plus journalists bought off, paid for, compromised throughout that period. Think about the Epstein operation as a way to understand how high-level people and operatives are compromised in entertainment, in science, in media as well. So these windows that we have are all windows into exactly how the power structure runs things, how they control things. Think about also the Federal Reserve, right? I was going to lecture on that today, the history of the Federal Reserve and that model of fiat currency, which is now collapsing into their version of a CBDC. They want to roll that out as the new version of the fiat currency, the new version of a infinitely inflatable Zimbabwean online e-currency where you'll always forever be into debt. So it's a perpetual debt model. Bitcoin, I believe, is a solution to that. And there's really no other options out of this system other than to oppose the technocratic agenda, oppose CBDCs, opt into things like Bitcoin, which is the hardest form of money out there, oppose these endless neoconservative wars. Remember the strategy of neoconservatism, and it doesn't matter if Brzezinski wasn't a neocon, he basically had the same philosophy, the same approach. The strategy is perpetual terror, perpetual chaos, perpetual flux, because that's really Trotsky's philosophy. That's the Leninist philosophy. Nothing is stable. Nothing is fixed. Everything is flux, and therefore everything is in a perpetual revolution. It goes back to Hegelian dialectics and Marxism adopting Hegelian dialectics. But the central enemy, the opposition, is not classical, quote, Marxists. It's not the KGB. It's the Fortune 100, the Fortune 500, and the Western power structure. The deep state, as the New York Times was laughingly portraying as a bunch of Trekkie dorks and fat, bitchy office women. Oh, this is the deep state, a bunch of fat, bitchy office workers. No, that's not the deep state. We're talking about the OSS, the CIA, the National Security Establishment, the NED, these foundations, these NGO fronts, think tanks, these kinds of the things that the Rees Committee investigated, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, etc. That's the real, quote, deep state. Not a bunch of Trekkies sitting around fantasizing about furries and coon pods. So Gladio, again, is the key window into the black ops. Operation Mockingbird is the key window into how to control the media. And all that is done on a high-tech scale now. You just update the model, not with print media, but with Twitter files, with social media. That's the new updated version of the control mechanism of the collusion between intelligence agencies and big tech, which is the new media now, you see. So it's this exact same thing. They don't ever do anything different. There's never a new plan. It's always the same strategies of using the black ops, using the black markets, black ops funding. It's always the same strategy of using terror. That's the classic neoconservative model. It's the classic model of everything being based around debt-based.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.